Welcome to Framework of Field.
Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition. Field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. Framework Afield is a series of special editions curated and produced by guest artists from around the world. A new edition airs every second week, alternating with our usual Framework broadcasts. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. This edition has been recorded in China by Terence Lauren. For more information, see www.bivouac.com. And that's bivouac with the O replaced by the digit zero.
Welcome to Framework. Framework is a show consecrated to field recording and its use in composition, field recording, phonography, the art of sound hunting. Open your ears and listen. The following sound walks were recorded in Shanghai, China in 2009 and 2010 for the Growing Up with the Shanghai project. The language you are hearing is a Shanghainese dialect and contains the memories of the walker. All soundwalks are recorded at the location of their occurrence. Soundwalks are done in one take and are largely uncut, save any anomalies during the recording and the beginning and end fades.
现在在那个红桥路288的九龙，我现在在个一只车库门口的，搿只老车库里向停的侪是私人车，旁边呢就是阿拉屋里的老房子，现在全部拆光了，在阿拉屋里老房子一楼呢有一只消防间，搿只房间呢差不多还带消防局，搿地方呢我听说讲有一只消防站。
Right next to it, in where my old apartment building used to be, this whole area is going to be demolished soon. There was a small room in our old house that was rented out to a young couple. I heard that there was an apartment that was almost like a little casino. You could call it a mahjong room nowadays. A lot of people went in and out of this mahjong room, mostly men. My mother said that they play card games and mahjong there. These kinds of activities were forbidden before, and I heard that even the police came to stop people playing these games. My old apartment was on the second floor. When you stand next to the window, you can see two doors. Standing in front of the big window on the second floor, you will be able to see an alleyway leading to Hongqiao Lu. The Gateway Shopping Mall and Eastern Shopping Mall on Hongqiao Lu, which was not here before. All the houses near my old house were built in the 1970s. They're not high, about 6 or 7 floors. Now, no one lives here anymore. If you look out another window, you can see the neighborhood's gate. Yishan Lu is right outside of the gate. If you go out from here, it should be the Liu Yuan. Oh no, I think I made a mistake here.
I cannot remember the name.
Right
now, we are in my old apartment. It is completely empty now, so you can hear the echoes. The window frames are all taken out, but you can still see where the curtains used to hang. From here, you can see there are a couple of trees outside of the window. These were planted by the neighbors around here. I buried my pet tortoises here, those Brazilian colorful tortoises you can buy on the street. These trees should be pipa trees. When I was young, I used to love to see them blossom and fruit. People would climb up to pick the fruits. This road in front of the window should be Hongqiao Lu. This road has been widened during the years. It used to be really narrow. There are many of these narrow roads around here. I would have to walk a long time and take many turns before getting home. But after it was widened,
All the small roads are gone. The KFC on Hongcharu, which should be the first KFC in Shanghai, used to be right next to the Eastern Mall, but it is gone now because the business was not that good. This was the first fast food place I took my grandmother. My grandmother was very healthy then. I think she was in her 60s. We went one day after I finished school and we were both very excited. After walking in, we were reading all of the menus. They had two set meals that we could choose from. One came with a free gift and one didn't. I could really understand it, and because I was so short, I could not read the menu clearly, so I just ordered whichever I looked good. In the end, I found out that I got the wrong one, the free gift, which was a water bottle, and I really wanted. Grandmother didn't read the menu either. After that, my grandmother got older and moved to somewhere else in town, so I saw her less frequently. I never forgot this outing we had together. Our apartment is very dirty now, filled with construction garbage and full of mosquitoes. This corner is very cool even in really hot weather. I can hear the sounds of the cicadas. When I was young and was home by myself, I would stay in this room with my grandma. I started learning how to play the Chinese harp since I was kid, and the harp was right in this room. Walls in old houses like this do not keep the sound in. We had a pretty good relationship with our neighbors, so we could talk about anything to each other. I started playing the Chinese harp when I was 6 and continued playing until my high school graduation. I stopped when I went to another city for university, so it was tough to keep learning harp. They say that kids who played an instrument since they were young do not have a childhood, and I know exactly what that means. My parents both had full-time jobs, so they were always at work. Only my grandparents were at home with me, and they spoiled me, so they didn't really care if I practiced hard or not. They would let me relax and watch TV, but I was always scared of my mother. She was very tough on me. She was always forcing me to practice because she had already spent money for the harp and also the lessons. It started at 10 yuan per hour, that is, slowly went up to 100 yuan per hour. Maybe it's even more expensive now. I have not had a harp class for a long time. I'm pretty sure my teacher must be in his 80s now and has already retired. All my neighbors could hear my practice, so when my mother came home, she would check up on me by asking the neighbors. Did my daughter practice today? The neighbors could always tell her the truth because the harp could easily be heard through the thin walls. I bet the whole hallway could hear me practicing. During summer, it would get really hot in the apartment, so we would always keep the windows and front door open, but the iron gates closed. The Ai from next door would come to me whenever they had good food, like watermelons, etc.
My
name is Maggie Chao. My Chinese name is Chao Zhen. I'm now 26 years old. I used to learn some different languages, and I'm interested in that. I'm Shanghainese. I joined this project because my friend invited me to. I think it's interesting, so I participate in that and did the first record. I at the first place, I didn't know what to say when he turned the microphone to me. but eventually, when I looked through the windows, the doors, the hallways in the building, old building, my memory came out, and I think I really have to say something to tell anyone around me that I had my childhood here, and it was a precious memory for me. Shanghai has been going through several hundred years since the city was established, and it has developed very fast in the past 20 years. And something old or traditional, I think we should keep. And but it moved too fast. Sometimes we lose a lot of things. like the relation between family members, between neighbors. I know nowadays in the apartments, people don't talk to each other very often. Even though you live in an apartment for like 5 years, 6 years, you don't even know what your neighbor is called. But before, I think we had a better relationship between each other. And it was a good tradition. And we can help each other. This is a good thing to be a human or to be a city resident. I think this project will be very good because we really had memory to tell, and we love to share. And Shanghai people are very open-minded compared to other places, maybe. I don't mean to say anything bad. I'm just thinking that we are open to give our opinion on our own lives and on the city, on its development, on its history, and other things. And it's helpful for people to learn more about our history, our development during the long term. I also recommend people to be part of it, because we like to know stories of different people, and if you share your story, you can get more stories. As far as I know, some of the Shanghainese, mostly the old Shanghainese, they don't move out of the district where they live during their childhood. That's why maybe they don't know anything about the other district. When I read Growing Up with Shanghai, I also heard something from other people who lived in other districts. And I had no idea where it is, and I had never been to. I would be very interested to know some small things, detailed things in other districts, like some interesting markets where I can buy these electronic appliances and other things that I never touched. I never have had access to that. I think the meaning of this project is it really brings us back to our childhood or the early years when we were in this city. I didn't know I still remember that, but at last I find out that I still have this memory, and this brings me back to these years that I had great experience in some places. I think nowadays in Shanghai it's very materialized, and people seldom think about these things. And I think the mindset or the things in mental, it could be more precious, more valuable for people. Maybe when I become very old, I still can remember these things. I can tell my grandchildren what happened between me and my grandmother. That would be a good lesson for our children, I think.
也就交关买小吃的地方，买水果啊，也在老窝油脚。曾经阿拉屋里是吃过油的，阿拉娘姓炒货的，不晓得为啥，就去吃油了。那每趟呢，每个月伊是订邮票，跟光呢，要每个月打了本簿子，跑到邮局里向去领邮票，就是搿只小邮局。 我有交关同学，就住辣搿搭，小学同学、初中同学，阿拉侪一道
要是了六十岁穿两套绿颜色的楼里向，老早觉得这绿颜色是蛮稀奇的，现在已经暗脱了，变成墨绿色了。现在旁边就是徐汇区这绿色菜场，搿只菜场呢非常老。老早子阿拉娘呢就经常帮隔壁邻舍阿姨一道跑得来买菜，来拎交关物事回去。阿拉娘曾经有一段辰光，她手有眼受伤，就是因为拎了太多菜了，比方讲两只西瓜，还有交关交关的菜拎回去。后头来，这样啦。多次提醒以后呢，伊终于放弃，不要拎噶许多物事回去。现在交关老阿姨呢，侪是推搿种小的铁车子，我觉着搿蛮好。但是阿拉妈讲勿好，伊讲要搬搿部老重的车子上楼勿大方便，葛末我就放弃了，算了。冲出去呢，就是番禺路，就是我讲新东方的所在地。旁边呢是交通大学研究生宿舍，我曾经进去过一趟，还是蛮清爽。但是交大盒饭真是难吃。老早子我辣盖新东方上课，中浪向嘛，还是全天制的中课，中浪向就要去吃饭。第一趟去的辰光嘛，勿熟悉电影了，就买了伊拉盒饭。10块钿一顿，搿辰光算老贵唻，还没有难吃，也没啥东西，所以讲学堂也是蛮吓的啦。长了多了嘛，搿条路高头的小饭店我侪晓得了，搿高头啥小肉味咯，种地方我侪晓得了，那么就去多吃吃。有辰光我不高兴吃呢，就去旁边的农工商超市，
一个就是我刚刚讲一个敲击的朋友，
面包啦、酸奶啦，种种。
搿敲击的朋友呢，就是讲，
酸奶是我最欢喜。
每个礼拜六、礼拜天侪会来搿搭摆只摊头的，高头有啥 DVD 啊、CD 啊，伊勿是卖盗版的，伊是卖档口的。老早我前头讲一个小姑娘也蹲辣搿搭。当时搿小姑娘现在已经勿辣
了。牛奶当水吃。
阿拉可以过去看一瞧。但实际上要买档口的 CD， 搿搭并勿是顶好的地方，但是好处就是讲便宜得来要死。啥叫便宜得来要死？就是讲纯粹5块了一张。搿搭是买档口的地方。基本上像好么子实在太少了啦。搿搭是一张 Sheryl Crow 的，一张大概是2005年一张 CD。基本上像 CD 没打到，但是裤子打坏脱了。我估计大概只买5块钿就好买下来了。搿只摊头好像稍微好一点，但是日本人的物事居多，日本人的物事我勿大欢喜。
要听什么的？
全中有。老板，侬搿搭 LP 有伐
？LP 啊。
啊。LP 没得伐？
耳机倒有
啊！我老早认得一个，就是讲家有点不大好的朋友，伊辣海吧？伊辣阿里搭？
悄
悄啊！辣搿面搭对伐？啊，我告伊交关年数的朋友了。
耳机要多一看有
点。我记得伊有啊。
钳工不是
钳工啊！我知道。
这两张
就
不
是
亏的
了。哈哈哈哈哈！这个两张。
好，等等。 搿老板呢，比较有意思的地方，伊会得就是讲，根据现在经常发生的事体，伊会得就是讲搿种比较走红的人，伊会得进一点伊拉的搿种产品。比方讲，近腔部搿 Michael Jackson 勿是讲去世了嘛，葛末伊就进了一点搿种，但是搿家伙现在开始买盗版了。伊搿搭基本浪向是有点好物事啊，像搿张呢是，搿张古典音乐的产品是 DG 标志的，应该是蛮好。但是我觉着我怀疑搿张物事是假的啦。
哎，兄弟，我又来了。
啊，我又来了，我又来了。啊，侬有啥好物事勿啦？侬有啥
好
物事勿啦？
好
物事在辣搿搭。啊。
拨你搞搞定。
啊。那侬帮我推荐两张呀？
哦，我帮侬推荐，肯定推荐好嘛。
啊，
哈哈，非常好。
搿是啥物事啦？
啊，爵士呀。
哦。
啊，偷偷。
哦。
哎，搿只老好啊。
嗯。
搿只老好啊。
嗯。
我推荐肯鉴定的。搿只
是 OGC 勿啦？
对呀 ，OGC 呀。
哦。
哎。搿只刚好侬勿要啊？
搿只啥物事啦？
这么好的一个。去打那克打那克老什么什么，
哈哈，这个跟老板蛮懂的啦，
啊，
蛮懂劲的。跟老板，我告伊认得大概有的五六年的辰光了。
我给你搞两张豪门。
伊每趟
来。今天哪能又过来了啊？
啊，我基本上像不是老早的每个礼拜才会得来一趟嘛。侬搿张 Radiohead 是假的对伐？是仿
的
对伐？
啊。
侬。我想问侬啊，侬了就是讲，我大概零五年辰光，我来侬搿徐家汇搿店里向啊，买过几张比较好的，像 Radiohead 啊，像不乐啊搿种物事，搿会得是假的伐？搿辰光有假的伐？
那辰光没假。
搿辰光没假啊，啊搿就好。我想。
现在假的交
关。啊，现在假的交关啊。
嗯。
我想侬应该勿大会得买假的物事，就是现在哪能会得啊买啊买？
啊，老朋友了，没假把侬做。
嗯，
我们有什么关系的？
嗯，这张呢？这张是
假的。哎，假
的。
这张真呀。
嗯。哦，我买这张好了。
好呀。
好不啦？
好呀，这张可以。
嗯。
把侬，今朝来做啥啦？
啊？
今朝侬来做啥啦？
今朝嘛，我过来转转呀，我带朋友过来兜兜呀。
买门子
啊？啊。
买啥门子啊？
也没想好具体要买啥门子，反正就看看了，万一有啥比较欢喜的门子嘛就。我老早来搿搭买想买电脑，就是勿敢买。
真的，侬在搿搭电脑买一块电脑，你要跑一个号头嘞。
啊？
有的人好跑嘞。
啥叫跑一个号头？
你没得买了2000块，搞到了6000块勿止嘞。这我不明，我自家娘也搿样坑我嘞，我买个电脑又来。
侬少拨我钞票呀！侬家伙真是。
你再给我10块伐？有多少？
我拨侬2块呀，真是。
2块对伐？
啊。
2块10块。10块伐？
真是2块呀！
真2块。
勿骗侬啊！
是吧？
侬几年亏？有吧？
没年
亏。好，快去。
没年
亏。真是
亏。真是亏，真是。
啊，是。
一张年亏嘛。
好。五趟再来寻侬白相啊。
我买个电脑是拿原来买是1200块，现在搞了3000块不止，我还自家呢，看到吧？
啊，没，侬是就是讲侬不都要去修对不啦？
哎，不是显卡坏掉了嘛，就是买里面的啊内脏，反正内脏出现毛病，还认识的。
所以讲侬搿搭，搿么伊也侬认得伊，伊也勿帮侬免费了。
那个屌费，看
到吗？啊，
妈1000多块，现在3000多块不止。
侬 LP 买了好不啦？
啊
，LP 啊。
LP 买的还可以。
还可以啊。
便宜就可以。
好，再玩啊。现在了进到就是讲搿家音响广场里向头，搿地方呢跟老早格局是勿一样的。为啥讲伊勿一样呢？因为老早的是就是讲，搿种散落了外头的啦，一家搿种小的商铺。现在嘛，经过改造以后呢，大概是我相信是政府啦，就是讲会得用搿种比较规范化的模式呢，大家并了一道。那么现在进来以后嘛，就像个商场一样，就讲一家搿种像格子笼的地方。买个物事当然搞里向搞老早一样，葛末搿种经营者就是讲买物事的人搞老早也是一样的、啊。所以讲我进来每趟进来侪会得有点熟面孔。买个物事嘛，无非就是讲IT 产品，搿种电器的搿种像数据线啊， 各种小的配件啊，就各种么子。我记得有趟子啊，我来搿搭看到一只，就是讲搿种像人家腿头一样的么子，就是讲侬可以拿搿只腿头摆到人家的寝室里头，葛末侬来一只监控器搿搭，侬就可以偷看人家的搿屋里向的搿种动作。但是搿么子，我记得当时辰光引起交关人的围观，葛末人家侪觉得搿么子没有劲啊，拿只腿头就可以去偷看人家。但是我没买，因为搿物事对我来讲可能还蛮贵的啊，而且我也并不是就是讲老需要搿物事。啊，搿搭是大概是买搿种望远镜啊，搿是望远镜伐，还是啥物事？还是像搿种摄像头、望远镜搿种物事。搿搭是买电脑的，就是讲所谓的组装升级电脑的地方。搿搭的人，我相信伊拉是蛮懂的。搿搭比较好白相的地方呢，就是讲每家人家电脑搿搭才会得摆一只小的摄像头，那么每个路过的人才会得看到自家辣屏幕里向的。
但是我记得我奶奶跟我讲，伊老不满意，因为伊讲搿年正好拆房子一年。伊拉正好装了一只马桶，跟装了一只电话，所以就觉得老懊悔，搿钞票侪浪费脱了。但是我爸爸跟我就有点勿开心，因为搿是我生出来的，我出生的房子，跟伊是出生的房子。一旦是讲是阿拉两代侪蹲辣埃面搭长大的。我香港记得蹲辣搿块地方白相，一直早上头一直出来，老清老早。大概靠近六点钟的辰光，是我妈妈要出去上班的辰光，我一直爬起来，爸爸派我出去买牛奶。我大概搿辰光开始辰光是大概三岁还是四岁辰光，全家头走出来买牛奶。因为搿辰光没搿种介大的马路，汽车没介许多，就讲房子侪是基本侪是老房子，从搿些搭辣四川路房子侪是新房子。所以伊拉一直老早送我出去买牛奶。再讲老早买牛奶是有一个女人，伊专门推一只小车，一部小车上头侪是一瓶瓶小牛奶，侪装了塑料袋袋里向的。搿些牛奶侪是蹲辣超市里向买。香港我出去买牛奶辰光，一路人侪认得我，特别是因为我记得我有一年看到啥电影。我也忘记得是啥电影了，但是我看了老欢喜，所以我叫我妈妈帮我做只帽子，跟搿电影里向个小姑娘帽子一样的。所以我天天早上头六点钟辰光出去，带了只小粉红颜色的篮头去买牛奶去，跟带了只帽子。这帽子我记得有的三只颜色，像三朵毛一样的，像只红的、只绿的，跟个只啥其他颜色我忘记脱。还是我就搿能样子，天天早上头，老小走出去。搿块地方我老早有最好的朋友是一个男小囡，伊住辣大概西门，等到阿拉龙南一样龙南西门后头。我记得伊小辰光，
西头三农场 behind 天门路。
He would cry every time he got his haircut. I didn't know why, because having your haircut doesn't hurt, and it never bothered me. When I was young, my dad loved cutting my hair for me. He would cut my hair like a boy. It was always so embarrassing to see pictures of myself when I was a child, because I looked like a boy, not one bit like a girl. 太危险了，因为我真的看是像个女小女一样，第二不像小姑娘样子。搿女小囡名字好像是叫张一德，我搿些勿晓得伊辣盖做啥事体。
That boy's name was called Zhang Yide. I don't know what he's doing right now. I just remembered when I came back in 1996, When the Shanghai Pearl Tower was just built, he came to our new house to see us and gave me a Pearl Tower clock. I felt like I had not much to say to him. We were already 11 years old and starting to go through puberty, and it was weird between boys and girls. So after that meeting, that one time, we never met again. But 2 years ago, when my father's mother passed away, my father told me that Zhang Yijia's mother came to the funeral. But I didn't come back because I was in the middle of an exam. My mother thought that it was very impolite. I should have come back, but I didn't. Now we're approaching the Pizza Hut. This is where my old house used to be. Let me see the name of this road. It's called Tian'ai Lu. I felt a little weird when I first moved back to Shanghai. I seldom speak Shanghainese because not many people speak Shanghainese anymore, a lot less than before. So I started speaking Mandarin and slowly forgetting my Shanghainese. A lot of people told me that when I speak Shanghainese, I have an accent because I moved away when I was young. This place in front of the Pizza Hut is where my old house was. If you walk towards the Pizza Hut, there is a ramen store behind you. And this ramen store has been here since I was young. This bookstore has been here since I was young as well, but everything else is new. Now standing here, you feel very empty and uncluttered. I remember this place used to be very crowded. The government demolished the houses and widened the road. When I first came back with my boyfriend to Shanghai, it should have been 4 years ago, I told him that this was where my old house used to be and now it's a Pizza Hut. So he requested that we come back here and have a meal at the Pizza Hut. He said it would be like having a meal in the old house. But I still felt weird. Now we're walking on Changshang Lu. Changshang Lu used to be the biggest road in our Nongtong before. If you walk in this direction, you'll see many old houses. But only this area where my house used to be is all gone. It was fun living in the Nongtong as a kid. I remember me and my friend used to watch this TV show, an American soap opera played in China called Hunter and McCall. I forget the Chinese name. It's about two detectives, a man and a woman, and the two of them were catching bad guys in Los Angeles. We used to run around the Nongtong pretending we were them. We are now walking into a small Nongtong. This Nongtong is located right behind my old house, and this house looks exactly like it. I don't know what this road is called. 但是伊房子是跟阿拉是最大概是最像阿拉老早房子。这条马路名字我还不晓得。
My name is Sally. I am 25 years old. I was born in Shanghai, but I moved back recently. I guess about a year ago. I had previously been working in Moscow, but I'd quit my job, so my father decided that it would be a good time for me to return and learn some Chinese. I speak Shanghainese at home with my parents, but I never spoke Mandarin, so as a result, I'd forgotten all of it as a child. Why did I do this walk? I chose it because I had read about it in one of the, I think one of the expatriate lifestyle magazines. Maybe it was City Weekend or That's Shanghai or something, I'm not sure. But when I read it, I was very interested and I thought that it was something that I would like to participate in, but also, I guess, find and listen to myself. So I checked out Terrence's website and it was generally pretty, it seemed like something that I really wanted to do. But then a few days later, actually, I saw an ad for it coincidentally on Craigslist or something like that. So I decided that I might as well contact him to see if I can participate. This project, for me, this project is kind of an exercise. I guess it also ties into why I wanted to do the project in the first place, is that it's like an exercise of remembering, which is something that we don't always do. And sometimes when you think about your childhood memories, especially when, in my case, there's such a dramatic contrast between growing up in China and growing up in Canada, that I wasn't really sure what I would remember or what is real, as opposed to what I've kind of imagined for myself, tying into things that I remember from my childhood in Canada. So in a way, I kind of wanted to do it just because I wanted to see how my memories would manifest and how I would be able to convey them, especially in my native dialect, which is something that I would have never had the opportunity to do otherwise and probably would have never done otherwise. I think for Shanghainese people in general, and this also ties into why this project would be valuable for Shanghai and its occupants, is that, and in the same level that it's important to the Shanghainese and to the non-Shanghainese, because as the city grows, it becomes increasingly less Shanghainese, is that, in a way, Shanghainese is kind of becoming slowly pushed out of Shanghai's cultural landscape. It's not like a dialect that people really speak too much anymore, especially educated people. Like when I look at my cousins, and they'll be married to someone else who's also Shanghainese, but always speak Mandarin to one another, so the next generation of kids will start speaking less and less of Shanghainese. So in a way, it's like a good artifact of preserving this dialect that is getting pushed out slowly. But also, I think for people who live in the city, it almost seems like the city itself is taking on this indescript identity where all the buildings are new and there's not much left of what is old Shanghai, and in a way I think people are forgetting that, like, the history of the city and what the city used to be like, or even the fact that the city used to be, well, like a socialist city where people didn't make very much money and none of the things that exist now actually existed. So in a way it's nice to see the change, especially during this period, because it's like the largest transition period for the city, and to remember that, you know, a long time ago, or even not that long ago, maybe 20 years ago, there were these like lane houses and people had totally different lives than they do now. In a way, almost totally different values than they do now as well. The other walks were interesting, mostly because I moved when I was 4 or 5. And I don't really remember any other areas in Shanghai other than the area that I grew up in and the area near what today is People Square. So it was interesting to see, like, especially, like, I think one of the walks when the girls lived by Xu Jiahui, and it was interesting to read her memories of Xu Jiahui before it became this bustling commercial center that it is today. And in a way, like, when I go to Xuzhehui, it's like, impossible for me to even imagine that that's what it once looked like. And I guess that's about it.搿辰光我太小了，我一直背抱辣手里向，伊就帮我买就是山芋，我天天要吃山芋，但是吃完只山芋我就肚皮痛，因为我小辰光肚皮老好，一直会得肚皮痛，老容易肚皮痛。我再记得搿辰光阿拉会得出去买茶，因为我小辰光特别欢喜吃茶汤，所以我记得我老小辰光有得搿种印象。人家失重了，
最近大概整顿过了，路浪向的摊都也没了。
自家买机会来自家失，这个是有一年我。
从不晓得啥辰光开始，搿搭就变成夜间出没的地方。这个，那就是阿拉搿搭弄堂都，每只弄堂呢会来一个或者两个，夜间侪是外地人。老早呢，侪是还比较浓的搿个女的。现在才是年纪相对老轻的，葛末伊拉哪能做生意呢？伊拉就穿了老少，就来了搿搭。有店人过来嘛，就问价钿。有趟我跑过去，正好听到伊拉谈价钿。搿一趟大概也老早了，也大概六七年前头了。六七年前头，我大概廿岁勿到底。然后上次辣讲落雨天的价钿，大概是搿辰光大概只有五十几块，真是便宜。现在呢，搿价钿我也勿大晓得了。但是我总归人是越来越多。阿拉每叫走过的地方可能会有。最让我搞不明白的就是呢，夜间居然在蹲了学堂，搿是真的是搞不懂伊拉到底哪能弄的。这个中国的特色，天热的辰光，老人家出来乘风凉啊，扎扎几搓搓麻将，或者哪能打打牌。 阿拉到了阿拉个中学了，搿是我初中，现在呢变成一只小学了。搿只初中老早叫季风，真的是大跃进的辰光上的，有两个当时毕业的大学生开的。那么个季风中学呢，也勿真的是季风了。伊出啥名气呢？伊出一只名气，伊出一只啥名气呢？季风中学以流氓都出名了，为啥流氓都冇搿搭棚户区？小人搿个缺乏教养了，伊拉侪这高头，来个侪欢喜打相打闹，哪能闹？结果冇蹲辣搿搭呢，搞点兄弟结拜关系。我来个辰光呢，已经实际上人比较少了，流氓开始少下去了。搿辰光伊拉讲啥个龙头老大老三了，跟我也搞不大清爽。我记得有桩事体拨我印象蛮深。我刚来个辰光呢，校长有一天开会，开啥大会，讲今朝处分十五个同学。我听听觉得奇怪，一个班一共一个年级能有几个人要处分十五个同学？讲七个送公道，八个送劳教。搿公道跟劳教呢，侪是中国的中学堂啊，就是。起来以后要把搿个哪能讲法子啊？就是起来以后就是偷特殊管理啦。咁么我蹲辣海一听一吓，啥事体嘛？后头想着，讲伊拉轮奸一个女的。我想想看，帮帮忙哦。初一、初两小朋友能有多少大轮奸一个同学？搿女的呢，我也看到过，长得是蛮漂亮。搿十个人啊，后头就是我读初中的辰光大概没看到，我读初三的辰光有一个人放出来，有一个人正好是阿拉邻居。我看到，后头看到伊，看到伊上一嘛，大一嘛，真的是讲不出啥名堂。那么搿教堂呢，有交关事体，就是后头来么打相打打老师咯，哪能种蛮多。那我毕业的辰光出来一桩事体，辣搿个市搿搭，老早阿拉学堂一个流氓，辣我毕业还没几天，初中毕业没几天，死辣搿搭了。死辣搿搭以后呢，阿拉不晓得啥。我们哪能讲不晓得呢？因为侬想阿拉读高三，搿个中国考试侬懂，晓得搿晓得蛮封闭啦，勿大好。讲死了搿个，葛末后头来想，搿个流氓伊拉讲伊吸到过量死了，就大概搿辰光刚刚学好字，蹲辣阿搭做生活没几岁，搿种年岁多眼大概还勿到底过嘛，就死了搿是对，死了搿是对过嘛。阿拉个老师晓了，晓了讲是为大家事业的。不过我想想，搿个人是死了也蛮有欲望。搿个啊，真的是毕业了没多久。搿只学堂现在变成小学了呢，一直辣修建，现在是也不晓得哪能重新修了。葛末搿搭呢，老早住辣一个同学，我对伊有个印象，搿个同学呢姓吴，叫吴斌。吴斌搿人呢，人家侪讲伊老聪明，但伊读书一塌糊涂。伊做桩啥事体呢？伊搿辰光呢，最早买了台电脑，打个游戏呢，《神雕侠侣》。《神雕侠侣》嘛，大家侪晓得个。伊白相了搿只游戏以后呢，就是，好像搿辰光有台电脑，好像是有眼好炫，搿个炫耀炫耀个事体了。后头伊就买了，后头又呢，搿人后头也没了。我个初中同学，我上次讲了只笑话，讲我唯一看到个朋友是辣菜场买菜个。搿真是天晓得，搿搭搿块地方呢，叫中心花园。中心花园是老穷的，当时辰光开发商就拿当中一排商房子全部拆脱了，全部拆脱了以后呢，就造了搿能样子花园，就造了搿能样四栋房子。当辰光卖3000块一个平方米，我记得老深，3400。结果就是尴尬了，本来刚好是这条路要修通，周围全部要拆掉，现在呢一边别了个里向，这条弄堂里向呢就是老多这个妓女了里向，这条弄堂。搿搭老早，我每天走，我上初中每天带阿爸过去，每天带阿爸回来，每天带阿爸过去，每天带阿爸回来，就老近的，人家讲起来对伐？中浪向就吃顿饭，老哪能？搿搭呢，有交关是阿拉同学外婆屋里，有阿拉外婆，阿拉啥物事？伊拉外婆勿是阿拉外婆唻，伊拉外婆就住辣搿搭，所以老早觉着亲戚好像住了蛮近个。中心村个人后头来么有车子咯啥物事呢？侪接顶辣搿搭，就变成搿能介了。所以侬看整个过道就整个马路侪拨人家顶脱了。搿只小区里向呢，有我一个关系蛮好个人， 现在也有蛮有劲，伊比我小两届，伊比我小两届。小两届以后呢，伊拉一开始屋里向蛮有钞票的，伊拉娘呢，伊拉娘结了三次婚，葛末就是跟第三个人结婚辰光呢。就三个小人，对吧？男方带来个儿子，伊自家养个儿子，后头又跟个男的养个儿子，葛末伊就住了搿里向。哎，搿个是，搿个天有八尺风云呀，是蛮怪的。我到初中结束以后，我到高中，我到大学，读到大学辰光有一天，伊来问我借一本书，叫《法律基础》。我想侬法律基础做啥？我从来没上过。后头来呢，伊就到，伊讲拨我听，讲伊拉爷娘出去做生意，结果也勿晓得欠了啥人钞票，要不捉起来了，讲要判刑。搿辰光伊老惨，伊老难，为啥老难呢？爷娘一不捉，伊还有个没成年的弟弟，老小的弟弟，伊一家头带一个弟弟，日脚老难过。后头来呢，伊就讲搿个想想看，叫伊拉爷娘到底要判几年。那么伊拉爷娘呢？搿只房子呢？据说是。
You have been listening to Framework Afield. For more information, see our website at www.frameworkradio.net. Thanks for listening.